Picture this. It's the late 18th century. A group of the most prominent statesmen of America's revolutionary generation gather in a room. The air is thick with the scent of ink and ambition. They are declaring a bold letter, a dream of an America where the voices of the many can rise above tyranny. A promise to future generations, etched in the ideals of liberty, equality, and justice. What if they were here, standing amongst us in the 21st century? Is this the America they envisioned? Just as life 248 years ago would be difficult for my generation to comprehend, our founding fathers could not have quite imagined America today. Think about the developments of the Industrial Revolution, the advances in technology, and our constantly developing military. Consider the changes in the role of government in our lives, and how political parties have changed focus throughout the years. Although they could not have known these details, the men knew that this change was inevitable. With that foresight, they created a framework of government, the United States Constitution. They did this with the hope that future generations would add many amendments and strengthen the document. However, only 27 amendments have been added since its adoption. When considering the overwhelming amount of turmoil, discourse, and outrage we see online or in the news, this number should be much higher. This is not the America our forefathers envisioned. Is America a beacon for hope, a guiding light of liberty and freedom, or is it simply a raging flame fueled by hatred and division? Threats in our schools, out-of-control inflation, the border crisis, rising crime, drug demonstrations and riots, heavy government mandates, and ever-rising taxes, all of this dominates our daily news. Pride in the current state of America is a difficult reality. I believe that the founding fathers would be appalled at the sight of businesses across their America being burned and looted in the name of racial justice. They would be disgusted at the current government's lack of respect for its own nation. Our country is minority-focused, with little to no focus on the majority. We are no longer we the people. Young America had hope and pride, and now our country drifts further from this every day. Thomas Jefferson once said, "I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them." I fear that this is not the America he hoped for. I believe that our founding fathers believed in the American dream, the idea that anyone, regardless of their background, could achieve success through hard work and determination. They stated in their Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." That served as the foundation for future efforts towards civil rights and modern-day diversity. Of course, there are those who will argue that the Founding Fathers could not have worked towards a true nation for all because they were a bunch of, well, to paraphrase a few indirect quotes, old rich white men. While imperfect, of course, especially by today's standards, it's important to recognize that the Founding Fathers did live in a different era with different societal norms. And this does not excuse any actions taken by them with ill intent. Many of these men actually held progressive views on immigration and diversity, and they were open to a broader vision of inclusiveness. Their principles have paved the way for the eventual expansion of rights and inclusion. And it's with this knowledge we can argue they would be ashamed to see the direction our country has taken, one that does not serve the common man who fought for America. In conclusion, our country is at a crucial crossroad. Our successes are being stifled by division and disagreement. Over 50 years ago, my grandfather joined the military, and 30 years ago, my stepfather signed up on the day he was old enough. Both of these men were determined to secure a promised future by defending the nation they loved. Love of this country is fading. If we want to live in a country that our forefathers would be proud of, we must take accountability for future change and make today's America what our forefathers envisioned.